Conflict is an inevitable part of any workplace, and as a leader, it's your job to handle these situations in a way that ensures everyone feels heard, respected, and valued. But managing workplace conflict is easier said than done, and it requires a combination of emotional intelligence, communication skills, and strategic thinking. In this article, we'll explore some tips and strategies for handling conflict in the workplace as a leader, so you can create a more harmonious and productive work environment for your team. Understand the root cause of conflict. Before you can effectively address workplace conflict, you need to understand the root cause. Conflict can arise from a variety of sources, such as personality clashes, miscommunication, differences in work styles or values, or competing priorities. When you're trying to resolve a conflict, take the time to listen to all parties involved and try to identify the underlying issues that are driving the conflict. Once you understand the root cause, you can start to develop strategies to address it. Encourage open communication. One of the most important things you can do as a leader to prevent and resolve workplace conflict is to encourage open communication. Make it clear to your team that they can come to you with any issues or concerns, and that you are committed to creating a safe and respectful work environment. Encourage your team to communicate openly with each other as well, and provide opportunities for regular check-ins or team-building activities that can help foster a sense of camaraderie and collaboration. Be proactive. Another key to preventing workplace conflict is to be proactive. This means anticipating potential sources of conflict before they arise and taking steps to address them. For example, if you know that two team members have very different work styles, you might assign them to different tasks or projects to minimize the chance of friction. Or, if you know that a particular project is likely to be stressful or high pressure, you might schedule regular check-ins with your team to ensure everyone is on the same page and feeling supported. Set clear expectations and boundaries. Setting clear expectations and boundaries is another important way to prevent workplace conflict. When everyone knows what is expected of them and what the boundaries are, they are less likely to inadvertently step on each other's toes or cause friction. Make sure that everyone on your team understands their roles and responsibilities, as well as any policies or guidelines that are in place. Be sure to communicate these expectations clearly and regularly, and provide opportunities for feedback or clarification if necessary. Practice active listening. When conflict does arise, it's important to practice active listening. This means really hearing what each party is saying, rather than just waiting for your turn to speak. Encourage everyone involved to express their thoughts and feelings openly and honestly, and try to avoid making assumptions or jumping to conclusions. Use reflective listening techniques, such as paraphrasing what the other person has said, to ensure that everyone feels heard and understood. Stay calm and objective. As a leader, it's important to stay calm and objective when handling workplace conflict. Avoid getting defensive or taking sides, and instead focus on finding a solution that works for everyone involved. Be willing to acknowledge your own biases or assumptions, and be open to hearing other perspectives. Remember that conflict is a normal part of any workplace, and that it's your job to help your team work through it in a productive and respectful way. Explore solutions together. When you're trying to resolve workplace conflict, it's important to explore solutions together. This means involving everyone affected by the conflict in the process of finding a solution, and being open to compromise and collaboration. Brainstorm potential solutions together, and consider the pros and cons of each option. Once you've identified a solution that everyone is comfortable with, make sure to document it and follow up to ensure that the solution is working as intended. Address conflict directly. It can be tempting to avoid conflict or hope that it will resolve itself, but as a leader, it's important to address conflict directly. Ignoring conflict can lead to resentment, tension, and even more serious problems down the line. Instead, address conflict as soon as it arises and take steps to resolve it. Be firm but respectful, and focus on finding a solution rather than assigning blame or pointing fingers. Provide resources and support. Finally, as a leader, it's important to provide your team with the resources and support they need to manage conflict effectively. This might include training on communication and conflict resolution skills, access to counseling or mediation services, or regular check-ins to ensure that everyone is feeling supported and heard. Make sure that your team knows that you are there to support them, and that you are committed to creating a healthy and productive work environment. In conclusion, managing conflict in the workplace is a challenging but essential part of leadership. By understanding the root causes of conflict, encouraging open communication, being proactive, setting clear expectations and boundaries, practicing active listening, staying calm and objective, exploring solutions together, addressing conflict directly, and providing resources and support, you can create a work environment that fosters collaboration, respect, and productivity. Remember that conflict is a normal part of any workplace, and that with the right skills and strategies, you can help your team navigate it successfully.